Today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. So we got to the very last Mishnah, the bottom on the, of Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. The Mishnah begins, Barishona initially. The way it worked, again, just to remind ourselves, that person who sells his house in Arichoma has 12 months to redeem it, and he could buy it back. 12 months pass, he doesn't buy it back, he loses it, Litzmitis, he loses it forever. So initially, Barishona, what would the guy do? The Lokeach, what would the guy do? Hayah Nidman Yom Shnei Masar Chodesh, the 12th, the last day of the 12th month, the last day of the year, he would hide. So the guy couldn't buy back from him. This way he would avoid losing this house he just bought. So Kedei Sheyachal Olo, in order for it to be remaining in his possession forever. So Hiskin Hillel, who made a number of takanas for the benefit of various people, he made a takana that what? Sheyehei Cholesh. That the person who wants to buy his house back, the initial mocher, who's the original owner, wants to buy his house back, all he has to do is bring the money to the lishcha in the base of Migdash, in the Azara, and he breaks down the door, and he gets it against the guy's will, even though he's hiding, you have the right to buy it back. And when the lokeach wants to get the money back, because now he lost that house, he's able to go retrieve the money from the lishchas agazis whenever he pleases. But that's the way to buy back one's house. Now, what's the Indian of shover sadelus? So simple understanding is, it just means he gets to live in the house, bal karach, he buys his house back. But some of the Achronim explained that you need a Maisa Kinnin in order to buy your house back. So the breaking of the delos, we know one of the ways to do chazak on the house is to like break the lock, to set a lock up. So breaking down the door, gather and all the parts, the pasuk says, making a fence around the property, making a peretz, making a ditch around the property, or a null, locking the property of some sort, having to do with the door. That's a way of creating a chazaka. That is actually the Kinnin on the bias, according to a number of Achronim. So Gemara now continues in the bottom here of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rava, Rava says, "Mitakanaso shel Hillel." From the day he made the takana, haray, the din would be haray zagitech abnash shetitni li masayim zuz. The husband says to his wife, "You want to give a get? You want to get a get? You need to pay me 200 zuz. You pay me 200 zuz, I'll give you the get." So nasnalo, if she pays him the get, midaito, and he willingly takes it, so then nugresh, that is a good gerushin. Bar Karcha, let's say she stuffs the money in his hand, he's not willing to accept the money, Eino Migresh, this doesn't work. How do we know this? So we learn this from the din about the Arachoma. Because Midi'itzrech Lei Lehilel Litakune Nisina Bar Karcha Havi Nisina. The fact that Hillel said that the Mocher could buy his house back against the will of the Lokeach, Bal Karcho, that tells us there's a special takana by Bat Arichoma. But elsewhere, Hab Alma, everywhere other place, such as Gittin, Nesina, Bal Karcho, Lo Hav Yehud Nesina, it wouldn't be a good Nesina. So by the case of Gerushin, if he wasn't willing to accept the Masayim Zuz, it wouldn't be a Nesina and it wouldn't be a Gerushin. There's a special exception, special heter by Bat Arichoma.
Why is it working? The Baal gives the Isha the get.
The Pasuk says, Nasan Biyad, it's a Bal Karcho, it's a Drasha. That's the pasuk says, yeah. Yeah. So then Maskela Rapapa, Rapapa says, we say, mother say, Rav Si, Mishimi Barashi, V'dilma Kitzrech Leila Hillel Tekuni. Maybe the time that Hillel instituted this takana was Shiloh Bafanav, when the Lokach wasn't present, where he ran away. Ava Bafanav, if the Lokach is present, perhaps there Hillel didn't make a takana. Maybe we should say, Bein Bedaita, Bein Bakarcha, Havnesina. Maybe in that case, that he's present, the whether he gives it willingly or whether it's Bal Karcho, it should be a good Nesina. So again, the Takana only existed when he wasn't around. You couldn't even do a Maisa Nesina at all. But when he is around, the Nesina maybe should work. Bein Badai to Meimim Gab Bal Karcho. And perhaps we should say Bal Get as well. Nesina should work. Bein Meimim Dai to Meimim Bal Karcho. So that's just a question that Gemara leaves off.
So the case is that what? That he wanted to give her, he was just tricking her, that he didn't really want to give her a get?
I'm not sure if he
gave her a get.
Unclear if it was tricking her. I'm not sure what his intention was, but that was the tonight he made.
That once he gave her the get, he didn't want him to take the money because he changed his
correct,
mind.
Exactly. Right.
And then she threw the money at him, that's it, put
right.
It in his house.
Exactly. Bar Karcho, right.
Bar-Karcho.
So then the Gemara's Ikat Ami, another version of the understanding of the Takana is as follows. Amar Rava, Rava says, Mitekanosel shel Hillel, when he made the Takana, so then we have the din, Hareza Gitech Hamnas Shetitni Li Masayim Zuz. He says to his wife, here's your get, on condition you pay me Masayim Zuz, V'nasalo, she pays him the Zuz, so Bein Midaita, Bein Bal Karcho, Havi Nesina. We should say it's a good Nesina. How do we learn this? Because we learn this from the case of the Takana of Hillel, the Chiyitzerich Le Hillel Takuni, when did Hillel need to make a Takana? Shlobafanov, when the Lokech isn't present. Avabifanov, if the Lokech is present, it would be considered Maisin Nesina, Bein Midaito, Bein Makarcho, Havi Nesina. So what comes out here from this discussion is whether or not everyone agrees Nesina Midaito works. And the question is, Nesina Bakarcho, is that considered good Nesina or not? And that would then dictate what the Takana was. So in other words, if you say a Nesina Ba Karcho is a good Nesina, so Hillel didn't need to make a Takana in that case. Hillel's Takana was only Shilalobafanov, when the Lokeach isn't there because there's no Nesina to speak of. The other explanation was that no, Nesina Ba Karcho doesn't work, and Hillel only made a Takana in the case of Nesina Ba Karcho, that does work only by Bati Erchoma, but nowhere else. So according to this Ikad Amri, where we say Nesina Bein Midaito, Bein Bakarcha works, and Hillel's Takana was Shalobafanov when the Lokeach wasn't present, so the Gemara asks the question, Maskiv La Rapapa, Vitei Mother say Rav Shimi Barashi, Vidulma, maybe we should say Bein Bifanov, Bein Shalobafanov Midaito, maybe whether or not the Lokeach is present or not present, if he gives it willingly, if he accepts it, even if he's not there, but he's still somehow Midaito, it's accepting, that works. Aval Bakarcha, if he pays it against the will of Lokeach, lo, that shouldn't work, and Hillel needs to make a case, Ma'ad Yitzrech Le'Takin. Hillel only made a Takana when it was necessary, but not when it wasn't necessary. And that's, so if you look at, oh, there's no Rashi on this one, is there? Yeah, see the Rashi all the way on the top, three lines down, Rashi says, Ma'ad Yitzrech Le'Takin, V'havanami Lokeach Hasim, had the Lokeach been there, V'lo have a boy Le'Kibulune, he wouldn't want to accept the money, have Yitzrech Hillel Le'Takune, De'Bal Karcha Te'heve Nesina. Hillel would have made a Takana there as well. But in the end of the day, the only case that really existed was the situation where it was Balkarcha, where the Lokech was present, and he wasn't willing to accept it. Only there we say the Takana is effective. But Ein Hachanami, he would have been willing to make a Takana, even in other cases as well, if it were necessary. So this is a confusing Gemara about whether Nesina Balkarcha is considered a Maisa Nesina, or not considered a Maisa Nesina.
The case of the Gemara is Galkorcha Veshelabefana, the case of the Bateri Choma, right?
According to this last suggestion, the Dilma?
Well, the whole case of the Mishnah is clearly that it wasn't there, right?
No, the case of the Mishnah is simply Balkarcha. We don't know if it's a case Shelabefanov as well. That was a conversation in the Gemara, whether it's also Shelabefanov. Because the Gemara said, perhaps maybe Nesina Balkarcha is a Nesina, and Hillel only needed to make an institution when it was Shalobafanov. So that's, again, the essence of the discussion is in the Nesina Balkarcho a Nesina, or is it not a Nesina? If it is a Nesina, then Hillel's Takana was needed for Shalobafanov. If right. Nesina Balkarcho is not a Nesina, then Hillel's Takana was... Right. Exactly. So then the new Mishnah tells us here in Lamed Beis and Aleph that Kol Shulifnim Minachom, any house that was within the walls, and it doesn't only be a house, but it could even be a base merchas and other types of buildings. Harehu kibati erechoma, that has a dinner of the bati erechoma, whereby he's able to buy back his property immediately after he sells it, but he has a limit to 12 months. Chutz min asados, with the exception of fields are not subject to the general halachas of bati erechoma. So comes along Rabbi Meir, Omer, no, Afa Sados, even he thinks if it's a field that's within the walls, that's the same exact din of the Batei Ari Choma. So then the Mishnah says, Bayis Habanei Bachoma, let's say a house was built, Mamish, in the walls of the city. It's a walled city, but the house, the guy's living inside the wall. What's the din of such a bayis? Is that considered in the walled city, or is it considered outside the walled city? Rabbi Huda Omer, Eino Kibati Arechoma, that's not considered the din of Bati Arechoma, because it has to be within the wall city, not the actual wall. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kosa Chitzon Hichamasa, no. The outer wall of the house is considered the wall of the city, and therefore the living space, the bayis itself, is considered the din, having a din of Bati Arechoma. So Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tani Rabbanan, Ainly, as the pasuk says, bias, ainly, ela bias. I only know how a house works. Minayin l'rabos bati badim, which are olive presses, bati merchatzos, bathhouses, migdalos, different types of towers, or perhaps I don't know, a closet of some sort, v'shovchin, where the bird nests, and boros v'shichin, and maros, different types of caves, and cisterns, and wells, tamaloma, how do I know these are also included in the halachas of bati erachoma, tamaloma, asher, ba'ir, whatever's in the city has the same halachas as the bais itself. Maybe one would think even a field. If the field is within the walls, maybe it should have the same din. Tamalomer bias has to be a bias, not a sade, divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Comes along Rebbe Meir Omer, bias, I only know a house, only a bias, minayin l'rabos bati badim, bati merchatzos, migdalos v'shovchin, baros shichin v'aros, v'afilu sados, even fields are included as the halacha tamalomer asher ba'ir. Whatever is in the city has the din of bati erechoma. So then the question becomes, if he's including even a sada, v'ela haksiv bias. So what does Rebbe Meir do with the word bias in the pasuk? Doesn't that limit something? So amar of chista, amar of ketina, chulsis, umitsula, ikibinai. So take a look at Rashi for these terms here. Says Rashi, five narrow lines down. Chulsis is makom she'ena roi lizriya. A certain area of field that's full of rocks or sand that doesn't have the ability to grow things. So Rashi explains further, ikibinai. Disadas mamish lo kamar, Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir doesn't say mamish a field is included in the halachas of bat erechoma. To a bias ksibbe, it does say a bias. Ella, it's a field, it's a chulsis and mitzula, it's a field that's either having sand or that has rocks on it, the kimarbi, the damal bais that are similar to houses in that the la b'nei zriyaninu, you can't plant on them, viruyin libinyan bais chulsis, that you're able to build something on it because it's not worth planting, nothing grows. Lito misham avanim, you could take the rocks from there, or mitzula lito mehem chol, or not only to build on it, but to take the material from it with which to build a house, Rebbe Yehuda savar kisados damim. So at the end of the day, a field that's not able to grow, is that considered a bias? Rebbe Meir says that's like a bias because it at least provides material for bias. And Rebbe Yehuda says, no, since Lamais it's not a house, it's only it's an open area, it's like a field, it's like a sada, and does not have a din of a bate arichoma. And the Gemara brings a brice in support of this, v'hatanya, the chulses umetzula, these types of fields that have rocks and sand, Rebbe Meir Omer kabatim, and Rebbe Yehuda Omer kasados. The Gemara now says, "Vayter," quoting from the Mishnah, it said, "Bayis habanu bechoma." Rabbi Yehuda Omer eino kibati erechoma. That there's a machlokas if a house was built within the wall. Is that considered within the wall cities, or if that's actually the wall and outside the bati erechoma? So Gemara explains that Amar Rabbi Yochanan ushneim mikra echad darshin. Both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda both darshin from the same pasuk, but they darshin it differently. It says in Yoshua, with regards to Rachav, the Taridim Bechevel, the spies went down the rope outside the city of Yericho, Banachalim from the window, Kivesa Bekir Achomu, because her house, Rachav's house, was in the wall of the city, Ubechom Hiyoshavis, and she sat within the wall. So Rabbi Shimon Tzavar, Kipasha Dekra. Rabbi Shimon said, this is the simple understanding of the Pasuk, that she lived mamish within the wall, and we call it yet a bias. The Kibes, it's called a bias, even though it's within the Choma. So that's how he assumes that a house within the wall is called a bias. Rabbi Huda Tzavar, Bachoma Hiyosheves, V'lo Be'ir Choma. No, she lives in the wall, but she doesn't live in the city. And in order to have the halachas of Bat Eir Choma, has to be with Ba'ir and not Bachoma. So that's the machlokas, how to understand these psukim. Now this can't really be a real drasha because we don't look at psukim from Nevi'im, but somehow more of a gili milsa ba'alma probably of just reflecting on the definitions of what's found in the psukim. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now in the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph as follows. A city whose roof is its walls, or really the roof of the houses serve as the wall. So a little bit of an explanation if you look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shigago se chomasa, shilohe kifu achoma, it's not surrounded by walls, rather, ella he kifu babatim, v'tchufas abatim, zulazu kichoma, where it's attached houses, and the attached houses go in a circle, they end up creating a wall, but it's not really a wall. So that's the image that we're talking about. So here, Shigago se chomasa, not really that the roof is the wall, but really the houses are the walls. Or the she'ena mukavas choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun, or the walls do not date back to the times of Yeshua ben Nun; they were more modern. Eino kibati arichoma; these are not subject to bati arichoma. It has to have two qualifications: one has to have a real wall, and secondly, has to date back to Yeshua ben Nun. Then it says Eluhein Bati Arichoma. The following are cities that are considered Arichoma. Shalosh Chateros Shel Shnei Batim. It has to be the size of such a city has to have at least three courtyards, with each courtyard having two houses. So a total of six houses around courtyards are necessary to be the minimum amount of a city. Umukavetz Choma Miyos Yishuv Benun, and walled from the time of Yishuv Benun. So the Mishnah gives some examples here. Kigon, Katzra HaYishana Shel Tzipori, the old city of Katzra, which is found in Tzipori, Chakra Shel Gush Chalav, V'yodves HaYishana, V'gamla, V'godud, V'chodud, V'onev, Yushlaim, V'chein Kiyotze Behen, and anything similar to these listed cities. So Gemara quotes a Brisa, Tana Rabbanan. This is familiar for those who learn Maseches Megillah. This Brisa comes up there as well. It says in the Pasuk that the walled city has to be surrounded by a choma. So it says in the word and the Pasuk, v'kam habayis asher ba'ir asher lo choma. So choma comes to exude v'lo shur igar, has to have a wall as opposed to something created by houses. Houses serving as a choma doesn't work. Has to be a standalone choma. Saviv, the Pasuk says also, it says in the Pasuk, the bati achatzerim asher ein lam choma saviv, that doesn't have a surrounding wall. What's the word saviv teaching us? Prat l'tiveria shiyama chomaza. It has to have mamash, a wall, physical wall, even though there might be some protection if you're on the beach or you're next to your tiveria, where you're next to the kinneret. So maybe that would serve the same function as a certain protection as a wall. Doesn't work. You have to have mamash, a wall, to be considered bate arichoma. Rabbi Eliezer bar Yosi Omer, asher lo choma, it says in the Pasuk, lo with a vav and with an aleph. Lo with a vav means it has one. Lo with an aleph means it doesn't have one. So what's the drasha asher lo choma? That avabish ain lo achshav, even though there's lo, lam and aleph, none right now, but it once had one, lam and vav, it used to have one, kodam lachain, that is actually sufficient to have the halachas of bati arichoma. It doesn't need to have a current wall, but as long as it once had a wall in the times of Yishuv Benun, that suffices. The Eluhein Bati Arachoma, then the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah that there was a list of examples of such cities. So Tana, the Braisa says, Gamla ba Galil, the city of Gamla that exists in the Galil in the north. Gadud Shebevar Yarden, Gadud is the name of a city that appears on the other side of the Yarden. Chadud, the Chadud Va'on of Yushlaim, Yishab Yehuda, these cities that appear in the section of Yehuda. So just clarifying the different regions where these cities are found. So my Kamar, what exactly is this price of teaching us here, that's listing, or the Mishnah teaching us, these listing these various cities. So Amar Bai says Hachikamar. Ad Gamla Bagalio. So the wall to Yishuv Benun and anything within the Gamla is the most northern city possible. Most northern city possible to be included in the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And anything, any wall to is within that, south of that, that's considered Bati Arichoma if it has the various qualifications. That Gadud Bevar Yarden, Gadud's the most western city, most eastern city in the Evar Yarden, that's going to be considered within the borders. The Chadud V'on of Yishlaim, Yehuda, and these are the only cities that actually exist within Yehuda that qualify for a walled city. So Rava says differently. Rava says, no, Gamla Begaliel. Now, when we say Gamla, there apparently were a number of different cities called Gamla. So when we say which Gamla is considered a walled city, it's the Gamla that's in Galil, Lafuke, to exclude the position of Gamla the Shar Atos, as opposed to Gamla that's found in other regions. Those Gamlas don't count. Dafka, the Gamla that's in Galil. And similarly, Gadud Be'ever Yarden, Lafuke, Gadud Shar Atos. Only the Gadud that was in Be'ever Yarden, that is walled from Yishuv Benun. But any Gadud you find, the city named Gadud elsewhere in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't qualify. And Enoch, and all the other cities that don't have, that name isn't used in multiple cities, there's no need for the Brice or Misha to tell us of those names, because these are the only, apparently, Gamla and Galil, the only cities, rather, Gamla and Gadud are the only cities and the like that have, that are used to name different cities. And now the Gemara challenges, and the Misha said one of the examples of such a walled city was Yushalayim. Yishlaim, if Yishlaim has a din of Bati Arichoma, that's what the Mishnah says. It has a walled city, is a wall from the times of Yishuv Benun. So Gemara challenges this. It says, Yishlaim mi michlat bay? Is it true if a person sells a house in Yishlaim, will the buyer get to keep it forever if 12 months pass and the mocher doesn't buy it back? V'hatani, the Braisa tells us that Asar Dvarim Nemru B'Yishlaim, that there are 10 things said about Yishlaim, and one of the 10 things said was, Ein Bais Chalaba. That a person sells his property, he doesn't lose it after a year. There's no din of tzimitzus when it comes to the city of Yishalayim. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right. when we listed Yerushalayim in the Mishnah, it wasn't really teaching me that Yerushalayim has a din of Bat Yerichoma. Rather, what we were saying is as follows. It has to have a walled city, like Yerushalayim has a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, but lo Yerushalayim, but not mamish like Yerushalayim, because the Ilu Yerushalayim ain't a bayis chalaba. Because this particular halacha, about the Erechoma, doesn't apply to Yerushalayim, v'ilu hacha, but our case, ha'abayis chalabahem. I mean, we're just using Yerushalayim as a model for having a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, but eina chanami, the din of Bati Arechoma does not apply to Yerushalayim. Comes along Rav Ashi to give another suggestion. Rav Ashi Amar, Lav Amar, Rav Yosef. The Rav Yosef not teach us in the Gemara Makos when it comes to different cities, Ari Miklat. It tells us, Trei Kadosh Kedesh Havu. There are two cities named Kedesh. Hachanami, Trei Yerushalayim Havu. There are two Yerushalayims. There's one Yerushalayim as we know it, where there is no din of Bati Arechoma. But there is another Yerushalayim somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. We don't know where it is, but somewhere there exists another Yerushalayim which does have the din of Bate Are Chom. Gemara now quotes a Braisa. This also appears in Maseches Megillah. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi, Lama Manu Chachamim Es Elu. How come in the Mishnah they listed just these walled cities? We know there are many more cities that are walled as well. Shekashalu Bnei Agola, when they came back from Galus Babel, Babel Matza Elu Vikichim, they are Ezra and his Chabura found these cities and their Makdishim, they sanctified them with Kedusha of Ari Choma. So Aval Rishon is Balu, but the cities that existed prior to Galus Babel, that were in the times of Shubanun, Mishabalu Kedusha Aretz, when they were exiled and they lost the Kedusha Aretz, so these cities also lost the Kedusha as well. Kesavar, they're of the understanding, Kedusha Rishona, the initial Kedusha that was infused, B'Yemos Yeshu Benun, it was only Kitchel HaShayit, it was only very temporary for a few hundred years, below Kitchel HaShlava, but it didn't last forever. So the moment we were exiled during Galus Babel for those 70 years, it lost the Kedusha, and Ezra, when he came back, had to re-sanctify these lands. That's what we're learning. So Gemara says, Urminu, is this really true? That they didn't have to be, that the Kedusha didn't last forever? Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi, v'chi elu b'vad hayu, those listed in the Mishnah were the only cities that were walled from Yeshua ben Nun. V'alok kfar nemar, doesn't the Pasuk already tell us that Shishim ir kol chevel argov kol elu arim mitzuro? So the 60 cities in this area were all walled. This was in the times of, this is in Devarim already, this is the times of Moshe, let alone the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So how come the Mishnah only singled out these few cities if there are really 60 of them, at least 60 of them? Shekashalu b'nei Gola, when they came back from Bavel, Matsu Elu v'Kitchim. They found these cities, v'Kitchim. So what do we mean Kitchim? Kitchim, ha'amin lo tzarech l'kedusha. We just said you don't have to makdish them. What do we mean Kitchim? Elo umanum. They counted them. Meaning the Kedusha already existed. And they just listed these as cities, that these were already cities that were walled from the times of Shubanum. In terms of the Kedusha wasn't needed. That Kedusha existed. And the Gemara continues to quote the Braisa, Lo ilu bava, not only those cities that were mentioned, Ela kol shetala lecha mesora biodecha, me'avosecha, shehi mokefes, choma miyamos Yeshua ben Nun, any city that we have a proper tradition, that it's walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, kol mitzvot halalu nohagisba, all the halachas of our Bat Yerichoma, and I'll throw in their Megillah as well, reading Megillah on the 15th, all those halachas go back, and you don't have to re-sanctify them, mivnei kedusha, rishona, kitcha l'shaita, ve'olso ve'kitcha l'asalavo. So this Brisa clearly says that kedusha was everlasting, they were just listing which cities actually were walled from Yeshua ben Nun. That they didn't know, that was the variable. But Vada did have the kedusha, so while one Brisa said that the Ramesh had to be makdish it when they returned back, the other Brisa said you don't have to be makdish it, and the kedusha exists from beforehand. So how do you answer this contradiction? Ibai Seima, Trei Tanai, Aliba de Rishmo. Even though they're both quoting Rabbi Shmuel, we oftentimes have in Shas that they had two different understandings. The Talmidim had two different results of Rabbi Shmuel. Either that means they misunderstood him, or it means that he retracted of some sort. He just suggested two different opinions, or they're just two different Talmidim who went their own direction. But that's one explanation. Two different Talmidim understood Rabbi Shmuel differently. Ibai Seima, alternatively, Chabminayu Rabbi Elazar Bar Yosi Amar. One of them was actually Rabbi Elazar. They weren't both Rabbi Yishmael Bar Yosi. One is Rabbi Yishmael Bar Yosi. One was Rabbi Elazar Bar Yosi, and they're two different people. This on him, because we know Rabbi Elazar says this way from a Braisa that tells us that Rabbi Elazar Bar Yosi Omer Asher lo choma, it had once a choma, but not one now. The alpha pish ein lo achshava, v'haya lo kod l'machein. As long as it had one before, even though it doesn't currently have, that clearly shows us that once it's kedusha rishona, not only was it kedusha l'shaita, but even kedusha l'asid lavo. While Rabbi Shmuel would say that it was only kedusha l'shaita, but not kedusha l'asid lavo. So Gemara now wants to know, my time, what's the reason why they have the machlokas, whether we say that the kedusha was eternal or was it not eternal? So demand that damar kedusha rishona kedusha l'shaita v'lo kedusha l'aslavo. What's the reason for the one who holds that the kedusha was only temporary? It says in the pasuk, this is in Nehemiah, v'yasu kol akal hashavim min hashvi sukos. When the kal, when they came back during the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, they made themselves a sukkah. V'yeshu basukos. They built sukkahs because they hadn't sat in sukkahs in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. They had a very big happy day because they finally sat in the sukkah. It was so long since they last sat in the sukkah. So after David lost the sukkahs, really? So after Yeshua, we know David was there. So David was there in the Eretz Yisrael. They didn't sit in the sukkahs. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. How did they not sit in the sukkahs? Achibah Ezra, is that really possible that from the time of David till Ezra, no one sat in a sukkah, hundreds of years passed? So that's not pshat in the pasuk. It wasn't talking about the mitzvah of sukkah. Ella, makish biyasam bimei Ezra, the biyasam bimei Yeshua. The pasuk's making a hekish from the times of when Ezra entered into Eretz Yisrael to when Yeshua initially entered into Eretz Yisrael. Meaning what? Ma biyasam bimei Yeshua manu shemitan v'yovlos. When Yeshua entered into Eretz Yisrael initially, he started counting the Shemitah cycles and the Yovel cycles. V'kitshari chom, and he also sanctified the cities, the walled cities. Af biyasam bimei Ezra. So too, when they returned back with Ezra after Galus Bavel, manu shemitim v'yovlos v'kitshu arichom. He did the same thing. He started counting the Shemitah cycles and the Yovel cycles, and he sanctified the walled cities. V'omer, it says further, v'yaviyecha Hashem elkecha el ha'aretz asher yarsha v'atzecha v'yirishta. So that is, one second here. Sorry. Okay, fine. So then the pasuk says, "Ve'aviyecha Hashem elkecha el haaretz asher yarsha v'atzecha v'yirisha." So here they brought them in as the Yerusha. What does it mean this Yerusha? Makech Yerushascha leYerushas avosecha, ma Yerushas avosecha bechidush kol dvar me'elu, af Yerushascha bechidusha kol dvar me'elu. So just like when Yeshua had initially entered into the land, was with all these different dinim of Shemitah and Yovel and Kedusha Arichoma, so too when Ezra came in, it was the same exact halachas. So that's the understanding that Kedusha existed forever, like the time. But not that they weren't sitting a sukkah. The connection is they're connecting to Yeshua in terms of the Kedusha that existed. So that's why we say the fact that he had to re-sanctify it clearly shows that the Kedusha was only Kitcha L'Shaita, v'lo Kitcha L'Las Lavam. V'idach. And Eretz Yisrael only. V'idach, the other opinion who holds that the Kedusha was L'Las Lavam forever, so what's Pshat in this Pasuk here? So that the Gemara says, D'bay Rachme al Yetzer d'Avodah Zarah u'Batla. When Ezra came back, he davened that the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah be abolished. V'ogin Zechusa alayo Kisuka. And it was protected, and then they had their certain zechus, that they're protected like a sukkah is protects a person from the heat, so too they're protected from this avodah zarah. That's a connection to sukkah. Behind you, the kapital kral elavei to Yeshua. So how is the connection to Yeshua at all? We understand the first pshat, the hekesh to Yeshua, just like Yeshua sanctified the property, the cities, so Ezra sanctified the cities. But now you assume that the Kedusha existed forever, so what sukkah means is that he built, they got rid of the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, so what does that have to do with Yeshua at all? So the Gemara explains, behind you the kakapit kral lave Yeshua, the behold duchta, every single place, we always mention Yeshua, ksiv Yeshua, hacha ksiv Yeshua, we take out letter hey, which is some type of insult. It's a lashon genai and bizayon to Yeshua, calling him Yeshua. Why? Because Bishma, I understand Moshe lo bay rachmi. We understand why Moshe didn't daven to abolish the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Lo havei zechus d'Eretz Yisrael. Moshe didn't have the zechus of avodah zara to have his tefillah be effective, and it wouldn't work. So he didn't daven. He didn't even try davening. He knew he couldn't abolish avodah zara without the zechus of Eretz Yisrael. Eli Yeshua tahavle zechus of Eretz Yisrael amai loli by rachme. Yeshua, who did live in Eretz Yisrael, so he should have davened on behalf of this, and he didn't. Therefore, we're calling him Yeshua. Ezra did daven for it, and he was successful. Yeshua should have done this a few hundred years earlier, and that's why we're connecting this to Yeshua. So then the Gemara says, "V'haksiv Asher Yarsha v'Asecha v'Yirasha." So they have this. What do they do with the prospect of the drasha here? Hachi Kamar came in the Yarsha v'Asecha Yirasha Ata. So the moment that the way the understanding of this pshat is, if you assume that kedusha Rishona is kedusha l'shaita and also kitcher l'asa lavo, so what's the connection of that which you're yoish from your from the Yeshua? What it means is the Hachi Kamar came in the Yarsha v'Asecha Yirasha Ata. Since Yeshua ben Nun ready was yoish the land and sanctified it, so to that sanctification, that kedusha continues to exist right now. Okay, let's stop here now, because this next piece goes into the next daf a little bit, and tomorrow's daf, I guess, we'll do only part of it. This way Shabbos will leave something to do. So I guess we'll stop here, and Mirtz Hashem will continue tomorrow.
So wasn't there a trade-off when they dive into the, to get rid of a